Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan, and we continue our camp preview week on the show. And we've heard from Cedar Falls coach Brad Remmert. Yesterday, we heard from Waterloo Columbus coach Brad Schmidt. Today, first-year Waterloo East coach DeCarlos Anderson is here with us. And joining us in studio, DeCarlos, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Not too bad, Cole. I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Can't wait to learn more about you and your Waterloo East football team. Currently, you work over at the UNI CUE, and then you're no stranger to Waterloo East. You were an assistant on the girls' basketball team last year?
Yes, sir. So I actually work at the UNIQ. It's UNI's Center for Urban Education, right in Waterloo location, and I have been assistant coach for the Waterloo East girls' basketball team.
And going even further into your background, you played football, prepped at Waterloo West, and then you went on to Iowa State, where you lettered a couple times. We're a Cyclone affiliate here.
Okay.
So you got to tell me and the listeners a little bit more about your experience at Iowa State.
Yeah. Again, my football journey, I say all the time, is the thing that I talk about with the youth that I work with is that I took the long route. So I went to Waterloo West, did pretty well, and then I went on from there to Laney College in Oakland, California. So
Some JUCO ball?
I did. And so it's a school that was featured on Last Chance U.
Okay.
So I actually attended that school and, again, did pretty well out there. I think the biggest thing that I tell youth, too, about the JUCO route is that, for me personally, I didn't have the grades coming out of high school to attend a four-year or a D1 route out of high school. I think that I had the ability to do so, but, again, just being young and dumb, right? And so I think that that's kind of how my path transpired. I went to Laney College, and then from there I actually went to Sacramento State for a semester. And again, just got homesick, and, you know, one of those things to where, for me, Iowa State just made sense.
And Cali's so nice, but Iowa's better.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, one of those things to where, you know, especially at that age, man, you know, 20, 21 years old, and had an opportunity to come back and play for Coach Dan McCarney at Iowa State. Mm-hmm. Even in that situation, I think looking at like now, we had the transfer portal and different things like that.
Yeah.
for the athletes, and I think that for myself, you know, those things would have kind of came in handy. So I did make the transition. And even as a Cyclone, and I tell the story a lot, too, that I actually walked on because of the fact that I came in so late, you know, just made that decision. But I do, again, I feel like I was a pretty good football player. And so I was able to earn a scholarship and all that good stuff. And I think that, again, I appreciate Coach McCarney and the staff for really believing in, you know, my ability. So,
yeah, the numbers back it up. And yeah. Coach McCarney's great. You know, I've been able to talk to him a few times being in this career, and it's always a real pleasure to talk with Coach McCarney.
Yep.
I would imagine, given your background, that you've got a great message to be able to bring your Waterloo East Trojans when you get everybody together and you tell them about you, and that seems to be a message that I would think would resonate with young men that want to achieve big things.
Yep. Again, I think my message is that I speak is just all based upon my experiences. I grew up on the east side of Waterloo. I say all the time I was a Wall Hawk because my mother made me go there, and but my father and a lot of my family members did graduate from East, so I do have a lot of East High pride, and again, just been honored to be in this role, just understanding the history of the program, and really being able to kind of communicate that to the kids, I think is important. So for me, I always talk about just the poor decisions that I made along the way, and how it kind of deterred some of the opportunities that I did have. However, I think that for me, I was just resilient and persistent. Mm-hmm. And I think that, again, I have a man of faith, and I believe that God's plan was, you know, for me to be doing what I'm doing now. You know, opportunity to provide some knowledge and information that wasn't necessarily shared to me. Just at a high level, because I think that for me, I had an opportunity to do some things after Iowa State and again, just make some poor choices. And so when we talk to the young men about kind of what their goal is, I think the biggest thing is like, oh, I want to play D1. I want to play D1, right? And I think that is great, you know, for the kids that are at that level. But for the youth that are not, I mean, I think the main thing is just being academically sound, because, you know, regardless of, your career after high school, everybody's not going to have an opportunity to go on and play football or whatever sport at the next level. However, you know, I think getting that education really ensures that, you know, you can have a good quality of life. And that's more my message, and that's what I preach.
And now, I think more than ever, you know, you talk about every young guy, whether it's a young gal, wants to play D1 and whatever their favorite sport is. But whether it's FCS or Division II or JUCO, even D3, with the way the world works now with technology and everything else, if you're good, they'll find you.
Right, absolutely. And I think that's what I say as well, is just for our young men to be prepared, mm-hmm. right, when opportunity comes and you know, the people that are interested come in, you want to look the part as well, right? And that's just not only physically but also being academically sound and just being a good character person. So those are the things that, you know, for me, I'm really, really pushing with the young men that we work with.
Well, I know I'm excited to see what you do with the Waterloo East High School football program as first-year coach DeCarlos Anderson is our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. How much more busy has your summer been? I mean, people think football's in the fall, but, I mean, a lot of our listeners know it's a year-round engagement. You got weightlifting, conditioning. You got to get some playbooks, some scheme in front of your players so they can know what they're doing and hit the ground running in camp. So what's summer been like?
Summer's been I'll say this. I think that summer has been inspirational. I'll use that word.
Awesome.
Again, it's not ideal for any coach to take over a program so late in the game. So really starting in mid to late June is not ideal. However, we do have some young guys who have been buying into the product and really starting to believe in the process, and I believe that's the first step. And so with that being said, you know, we've been having a decent number of young men show up for the involuntary workouts and all that good stuff. And so I think that is something that, you know, again, it's providing me inspiration. But, again, it's been a lot of work. So
I would imagine.
Yeah.
When it comes to your nuts and bolts approach to the game of football, offense, defense, special teams, what are maybe the feature points of your philosophies?
So for me, I have a lot of different philosophies. I think that when it comes to football, it's not a one-dimensional thing, right? And I think that making adjustments based upon our personnel, based upon our opponent, are all things that are very important. Naturally, I'm a running back, right? So mm-hmm. I definitely want to get our running game going strong. We have some pretty good guys that can throw the ball, and so I think those are some things that we'll be able to implement. And then really, really kind of making our student athletes students of the game,
yeah,
right. And so I think that's the huge thing for me, is really, really making them students of the game. So therefore, as a high school football player, I think that if you can do more than one thing, is going to make you more valuable, you know, especially if you have an opportunity at the next level.
You mentioned getting the running game going. I had the pleasure of being at the Shrine Bowl last Saturday and watching Kaywon Owens. He put on a show. That was if that's the last time he straps it up, I hope it's not. But, man, he had a great swan song, if that's the case.
Yeah. I actually was out of town. I had to take my daughter on some college visits, and so missed out on that. But, again, Kaywon's a great young man. A lot of potential, and again, we all echo that. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to actually coach him myself. But again, I definitely have followed him along his career, and again, just a great skill set and a lot of potential.
You mentioned that in first year Waterloo East High School football coach DeCarlos Anderson, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. You mentioned you got some guys that can throw the ball. You got some guys you're looking at to run the ball. Just starting with the offense, how wide open is the competition at every position? Or do you have a couple spots where you've got a returnee with experience that, as long as, you know, they do their work, perhaps maybe it's more of their job to lose? What's the dynamics there?
Yeah, I think that, you know, right now everybody's spot is open.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that just for me, that's the approach that I have. I do believe that, you know, there's some returning guys who will step up and earn their keep. But I think that for me right now, just being new and really coming to a program that needs a lot of work, you know, everybody has to earn those spots. And so that's just where we at.
And there's something to say for the value that comes from that, because if I'm a young guy in the car coming home from the Sportsplex with dad or mom, and they're listening to the Fan right now, and they hear you say that, they might go, hey, like, you know, I thought maybe I would be behind this person and this person, but if I keep putting my work in, you know, I keep going to the Sportsplex every day, or I keep going to the field and getting some work in, well, who knows what could happen. And I've always thought that there's tremendous value in that, especially for young student athletes.
Yep. You know, again, that's just our motto. We have a great coaching staff that I've been able to put together, and I think that's something that, you know, has been huge, is really rewarding the kids who doing it the right way. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that, again, you know, unfortunately, there, you know, hasn't been a lot of success. And then coming to a program like that. So I think that, again, if we're going to be in a situation where you're going to lose, we're going to lose the right way. And I think that's just really, really, really giving the kids who are putting in the work the opportunity.
Tell me about your staff. How many holdovers, if any, from Regis's staff? And who are the new guys that, you know, you, I would imagine, pinpointed for a reason?
Yeah. I have a few holdovers from Regis' staff, and then also, I brought on some new guys. I think I'm really excited about. We have an offensive line coach who's coming in. He's a SEC guy, and also had an opportunity to play at the next level as well.
Cool.
Coach Corey Muhammad, who coaches girls basketball, will be on the staff. Fed Cody will be on the staff. We have Andy Brimmer. He's going to be doing offensive duties this year. And then there's, you know, Coach Dan Math, Coach Mike Saylor. And Coach Aaron Taylor.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So plenty of new faces.
Yeah.
And it just makes me think, I asked this question to Coach Schmidt and Coach Remmert, that I think it's just the nature of a football coach to be ready for camp to start, but do you actually feel ready for camp to start?
Again, I think that this situation, man, is not ideal for anyone, right? However, I do believe that with my background and experience, and most importantly, my already established connection with the community and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I
think that makes the transition, you know, seem to be a little smoother. You never seem like you're ready because, again, like, we have a game in 25 days, right?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, 24 days. You know?
Iowa State, we got it on the whiteboard, 31 days for the Cyclones. So that means that you're 7 days or 8 days before that.
So in that time frame, we have a ton of work to do.
You know,
again, installing a new offense, installing some new defensive, you know, principles and terminology and things of that nature. And so, you know, again, like I said, my biggest thing is just keep grinding. You know, we're in grind mode, just getting the young men to really understand the expectation and just the work, man. I think that, you know, games are not won and lost on Fridays. They won every time before that day.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah.
Just a couple more minutes here with first-year Waterloo East High School football coach DeCarlos Anderson on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. At one point, you said, Coach, you know, if we lose, we want to lose the right way. That made me think. And I was telling Waterloo East baseball coach Eric Jesse this earlier this year when he was on the show, and just seeing the way their season played out, following Waterloo East high school sports now for over 3 years since I've been here, I'm very excited for the school to have the Iowa Alliance Conference now, the new conference. And you've got four of those opponents, if I'm not mistaken, on your football schedule for this fall. Really interesting schedule that you guys have put together. But I would imagine that was probably one of the things that really got you excited as well, when you started to dig in on, you know, what would be lying in front of you with taking on this job.
Yeah, I think again, the conference structure was set up, and I think also too, just being in the community, you get different, you know, rumbles and whispers of, like, you know, why they keep going down, you know, or things of that nature, or why are they, you know, kind of succeeding to lesser opponents, right? And so, you know, you have that dynamic just because East, you know, chose to make the move, and, you know, West is standing in NBC. However, I think that, you know, it's one of the things, you know, for us, our kids just need to experience success.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that whatever opponent, you know, we play again, I don't really discredit anyone, because, you know, their kids are working hard too.
Exactly.
So, you know, anybody we line up against, again, man, we give that opponent the ultimate respect, and we have to go out there and earn it just like, you know, anybody else, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think those are the things that That's very important. You know, again, when I, you know, coached for a long time in California, had the opportunity to be a part of a state championship program, and just kind of the fruits of the labor of the students always pays off.
Are you the type of coach that comes up with like a motto for the season or like a creed, or maybe you delegate that to an assistant, or are you the type where you just go, no, I'll make a big speech at the start of camp, make sure everybody knows, you know, why I am the way I am and how I'm going to be with them, and then we'll just ride from there.
Yeah, I say this all the time. This is a game that you have to love, yeah. Right? I'm not a big rah-rah guy, so therefore, if I have to, you know, make these movie speeches to get you pumped up to play, then, you know, this might not be for you, right? Again, I want young men who want to be there for themselves. And so, I mean, I think that's very important. I think that the one thing that I do, it's not a yearly thing. This is going to be just, you know, forever. I just think accountability, right?
Yeah.
And that's just kind of where I am with, you know, our group of young men, just really getting them to be accountable. And I think that's not only for sports, but just throughout life,
yeah.
Right? You know, being on time, being able to communicate properly about, you know, kind of what's going on in your schedule, things of that nature. And then taking accountability when you don't rise to the occasion or you make a mistake, and understand that, you know, this is what I could have done different.
Yeah, learn from your shortcomings.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Coach, thanks so much for coming in. A real pleasure to learn about you and your football team. And I think I speak for a lot of people here in the Metro that we're really excited for Waterloo East football under your leadership. So best of luck, best of health this season. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Colin. And I say Trojans up.
Yeah, there we go. All right, take care.